Job growth appears to be slowing down, and that could be a good thing. Numbers out today show the U.S. added 315,000 jobs last month. That's a drop of about 200,000 from July. Some economists do say this might be a welcome break if it helps to ease inflation. So let's dig into this new jobs report with Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
So last month we had you on when economists were really very surprised at just how hot the July jobs report was. Now, there was a little cool down here in August, and as I said, it looks like some analysts are welcoming the news.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird situation in this economy. We actually did see the unemployment rate tick up a little bit from 3.5% to 3.7%. And the reason that may be considered good news is just there is this so much focus on inflation and the damage that can do to the economy. And the job market can be part of that if it's so strong that employers have to keep raising wages over and over again and sort of adding to that inflationary pressure. So the reason the unemployment rate actually ticked up this month is because there were more people actually in the labor force, what's known as the labor force participation rate, which is basically the percentage of people that either have a job or are actively looking for a job, has ticked up a little bit this month. And that's good news because one of the big problems with the economy right now is there's way more job openings than there are people willing to take them. So as more people re-enter the labor force because they're more comfortable working again after the worst of the pandemic, or they're able to get childcare again, that's a good thing for this labor market because it means we can continue to expand the jobs available and that there are people, Peter, out there willing and looking for those jobs.
This will be the last jobs report before the Fed meets later this month when another interest rate hike is on the table. How closely do you think these numbers will be watched as the Fed sits down and figures out what to do next?
Yeah, they're definitely going to be watching them very closely. And I think they will take some comfort in the issues we've been talking about, that the labor market's still strong, but not really so strong that it's going to continue to fuel inflation. In this report, we did see that average hourly earnings ticked down a little bit from 5.2%, or I'm sorry, from 0.5% from July. June to July to 0.3% from July to August. So that sort of is another data point that indicates that wages are coming back to earth a little bit and won't be driving driving force behind inflation. Of course, we do have an actual inflation report out between now and the Fed's meeting on the 21st. So that will really be the key data point that they're looking for. They want to see continued drop in the consumer price index from the four-decade high we saw this summer.
Yeah. All right. Well, when the jobs report came out this morning, the Dow jumped by a few hundred points. So that's good news. It's been a tough week, tough year, really, on the stock market. So all of this is connected. We'll keep an eye on it. Mike Regan, senior editor with Bloomberg News. Thanks, as always, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Peter.